This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
And on Wednesdays, it's presented through the generosity of Daniel Meyer in the Palm Springs International Airport. He was here yesterday. Palm Springs International Airport, listen to this, has been named one of the nation's fastest growing airports, and it's been named number 3 in United States airports for its recovery from COVID. That's wonderful.
Hey, Joey Pals. This is Daniel Meyer. I wanted you to know that Palm Springs International Airport now has 35 nonstop routes and 13 airlines in season and 16 year-round nonstop routes and 9 year-round airlines. Come fly with us.
In the treasure chest, you've got passes to the Camelot Theater, free movie. Don't forget the popcorn. PSCulturalCenter.org, 325-6565. Gift certificate to JT's Diner. That's the one out on Cook Street. The website is JTS, as in JT's, DinerPalmDesert.com, 674-7600. I promise you, it's like a trip across the country on Route 66. Now here comes the fun. Lu Chow's Palm Springs is Dan Gore's newest restaurant. The Chinese food is amazing. He hired a Chinese cook to cook real Chinese food, and he hired an American Chinese cook to cook the the kind of Chinese food we are all used to. Lu Chow's, palmsprings.com, 656-0045. They're in the Rimrock Shopping Center.
Hello, Joey Pals. It's Dan from Oscars and Lu Chow's in Palm Springs. I want to see your beautiful faces at my restaurants. Come check them out. Lu Chow's opened a few weeks ago, and of course, everyone knows Oscars. We'll see you at the shows.
Then you've got a gift certificate to Dan's other restaurant, Oscars Cafe and Bar. OscarsPalmSprings.com. It's the entertainment hub of the Coachella Valley. Shows and things and great food every day. Rock cover band, Eve Evans. And just go to the website to see what's current. OscarsPalmSprings.com. Okay, let's use my three kids. All these things will go to the third caller, Joey Pals, 323-JOEY. 3235639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number 3, we'll see you here in October when we spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel for Halloween. Okay, look who's in the house from the Palm Springs Art Museum. We say hello to Scott Slavin.
Hello, Joey. How are
you? Look at your beautiful hair.
Oh, I love you. Thank you.
Is that real?
It is real.
It really is. Some of you guys have the most beautiful hair, even though it's starting to gray.
Oh, it's gray.
It looks silver. It doesn't look gray.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice.
I just saw my dad this past weekend. He's about to turn 89, and he's got all his hair. So, fingers crossed.
How old are you?
I never answer that question.
Oh, no. Give me a decade. Are you in your 40s, 50s?
Oh, I'm in my 50s.
Lately. So you'd know by now.
Yeah, I think
my
so.
Sons lost their hair in their 20s.
And it really?
Ran through my dad when it's the mother's father, apparently.
Yeah. Okay.
So I made that up. What's going on over at the museum, my dear?
Well, you know, summer is wrapping up. We have been doing one Sunday a month. We have had activities for families. The last one will be September 18th between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. Admission is free for families with children under 18. The Education Department puts on activities inspired by some of the works in our galleries, and it's going to be a collage making activity on the 18th. Materials are supplied, so all families have to do is show up. It's a really fun time. It's been very popular.
I bet.
I'd like to encourage people to always keep us in mind for the free Thursdays.
Yes.
We're free admission from 4 to 7, and from 5 to 7, we've been increasing our programming because we have a new programming director, but We've been doing open poetry readings. People can come up. We've done open mic night for DJs and budding DJs. So that's just an extra added benefit. It's right there
open
in the lobby.
Open mic?
Yeah.
And what was open poetry?
Poetry. Or poetry slam.
Yes.
Whatever the kids call it. But yeah, so that's been really great. And
what a nice idea. I mean, do they stand on a stage and get to perform
it? We sent
a microphone or something.
We set up a stage with some
good exposure.
It's wonderful, and you don't have to be a pro. You're just if you got something fun to share.
Heavens,
yeah. Well, I encourage people to check our website. You'll see each Thursday we have a listing of what that
psmuseum.org.
Yes, exactly. Then
every Thursday.
Yeah, and then we wrap up our summer film festival. Film series, excuse me. Let's see, let me get this date right. I believe it is the 29th. We are showing, we've been showing Latin films.
Yes.
And the last one is on September 29th. It's called 499. It is a film from Mexico. And it's
mean the numbers? 499. Yeah, not the words.
No.
No, okay.
It's about a conquistador from way back when who suddenly finds himself back in the modern day. And he's trying to make it to, I believe it's Mexico City, and he runs into people living their lives a long way. As I understand it, this film is like partially documentary and partially, it sounds very interesting. I didn't know much about it.
Is it in Spanish?
It is in Spanish with English subtitles.
English subtitles.
Yeah, and it is free. Just go to our website and
and
sign
that's,
up.
What day of the week is the 29th?
That is a Thursday, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if you go there for the free Thursday from 4 to 7.
Yep.
Stay and do a little open mic, open poetry, and then for the movie?
The movie starts at 6. So
I got it backwards.
You've got about an hour you could experience or read your stuff and then go take a seat in the theater.
How do you pick the films? I mean, do you have a criteria that...
You know, Hillary Roberts in our education department works with the Palm Springs Film Festival. And help curate it, yeah.
Of course,
we're
going
to have another film festival this fall. I can't talk about it yet, but I'm just teasing a little bit. I'll have details next time I visit.
But it'll be this fall.
Yes, it doesn't start until I believe.
No, you'll be back before that. Yeah. People don't realize. I mean, the Palm Springs Art Museum has that wonderful Annenberg Theater that holds
430 people, I believe.
I think,
give or take, depending on what kind of equipment is needed for the event. Yeah, it's a great theater, so I encourage everybody to come out. Actually, we're very happy with the film series. It's been very popular.
Were they all Spanish?
There was four films in Spanish, and they've all
And how were they attended?
So well. We were really surprised, especially the first one called The Exterminating Angel. I had mentioned it.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was it's an older film, and we weren't quite sure. Almost completely sold out.
Were these Spanish-speaking people, or were they people like my son Tyler, who needs to keep up on his fluent Spanish? What do you think? Students?
Oh, that came to the film?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. It was everything's subtitled in English, so it's just people who were looking for a movie that might not be on Netflix or, something.
Gosh, yes.
Something presented.
Well, I don't know where you would go to see these.
Yeah? Maybe the Camelot would sometimes have something like that, yeah. But
the arts.
Yeah, I'm really hoping we increase our film showings because it's a great theater
for
it. So,
refresh my memory. Mm-hmm. You did four?
We did four, yes. Okay. From, June, July, August, and September.
That's right.
Yeah. And
so maybe we'll do November, December, January,
something
February,
like,
something like that.
No, I think the festival is going to happen in a more condensed time frame. That's my understanding. But,
the film festival, the grown-up one.
The one that's coming, yes.
That's January this year.
We also have a new exhibition starting.
Tell me that.
On Thursday. That's a big day. Thursday, September 29th. We have a lot going on. We have an exhibition. It's the first solo museum exhibition by a woman named Petra Courtright.
P-E-T-R-A.
Yes.
Then?
Courtright. C-O-R-T-R-I-G-H-T.
And it's her first
solo music. And she is such a fascinating artist because...
Exhibition.
She is what's called the post-internet artist, meaning she grew up with the internet. You know, unlike a lot of us, the internet came along later in our lives. She grew up with all that digital imagery and stuff. So she's
a millennial.
Oh, yeah. She creates these extraordinarily layered digital files that are they're kind of like, they look like landscapes sometimes, they're abstracted, but then she prints them out on different sized canvases.
So they're on the, she does it on the computer.
She does everything on the computer.
You brought us someone else a few years ago who did this, and it was mind-boggling at the time.
Oh. Was it? Hmm.
I don't, oh, don't, you know I don't remember.
I just wonder if it was before my time at the museum.
Oh,
maybe.
I don't know.
Hmm.
But anyway.
Anyway, yeah, so she.
It was fascinating to look at.
Oh, they're really beautiful. She's based in L.A., but she made some YouTube videos in the early, mid-2000s, I think, and she got a lot of recognition. And that,
so when we go in the museum, these will be framed works on the walls.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That she created on a computer.
She created a computer and then printed them in different ways. Sometimes she prints them on aluminum, sometimes canvas, sometimes
paper. Oh, wait
paper.
A minute. Prints them on aluminum. Okay, I'm picturing.
Yeah, and there, I imagine there's probably going to be some TV screens with some digital, some of her motion graphic type things too. But some she's a really interesting person.
I bet.
You know, if you're listening and you want to just Google Petra Courtwright, you'll get a taste of
Petra
some
Courtwright.
Of her work. Courtwright, yes.
And she's from L.A.
She is from L.A., yes.
Is she coming out? Will she come out here?
Yes, she's going to be here. We have a special members reception. If you're not a member, you can sign up, and you'll get to go to the member reception on Wednesday, September 28th, the night before the exhibition officially opens. And Petra will be here to talk to people and talk about her work.
I would think this type of art medium will appeal to a whole new generation of young people.
Oh, absolutely. And it's definitely, it is the art-making process of tomorrow.
Yes. I mean, you don't have to get the brushes and the paints and the, you don't have to get all that equipment. The talent is different.
the skill, I guess, I would say maybe. The skilled knowledge that you need.
Well, I mean, you can't do a portrait of you, for instance.
On a computer? Uh-huh. Sure. Oh, you absolutely can.
Wouldn't it be?
No, I'll email you a few. I've seen okay. not of myself, but
no,
I've,
but I mean,
what I've seen people
wouldn't
do.
It be kind of cubic?
No,
not. Oh, I need
not
to
in
see
Photoshop.
This.
You can do almost anything.
But
in Photoshop.
Then, if it's photoshopped, is it your work?
yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whole new set of criteria and terms. We must learn this. That's why we have museums.
It's a new world.
Joey Pals. Are you open all the time?
We're still open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 4 days a week still.
When will you go back?
We're talking about it. I'm not exactly sure. Yeah.
Well, let's see. I've lost track of everything. This is Wednesday, September 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So
come on in tomorrow.
Yes, free Thursday.
Free three.
Tomorrow, everything.
Well, I'm sorry. Thursday, it's free from 5 to 7.
That's right.
But we're still open at 10 o'clock in the morning, so come on in.
And the movies and the open mic and open poetry and the film tomorrow.
And the
No,
not tomorrow.
The 29th.
Yes.
It's also a Thursday.
But the 18th, on Sunday, the September 18th, we have the film, the family activities.
That's right. Yeah. The collage activities with all the supplies provided. I got it. Bless your
Good
heart.
Good job.
psmuseum.org. Tell everybody where it is.
It is downtown, right up against the mountains, right in front of the Rowan Hotel in the New City Park.
Near Maryland.
She's in front of us.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, tell about the one I like, the car. In the
Oh, yes. Gonzalo Labrija, he did a car that's perpendicular, standing, looks like it's driving into the ground.
Yes, you got to see that one. People go there just to take pictures with
it. And his exhibition is still continuing. It ends in about 6 weeks, so I encourage people to come.
You mean they're going to take the car down?
No, the car's going to stay for a while. But I'm sorry, no. That his we have an exhibition of his in one of our galleries that will be ending soon.
Thank you so much. Our time is up. It went quickly.
Yes, it did.
Bless your heart.
Thank you.
See you in a month.
Yes, absolutely. I'll be here. Take care.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, dears. ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Come with me next March to Abu Dhabi and Dubai and Qatar. Please, please, please. Phone 322-1247 or go to act-tours.com. Dana Haynes comes down from the mothership, and we are under the sign of Virgo as of August 24th until September 23rd. I think there's a retrograde in there. Oh, my stars. Virgo people normally handle daily issues, but Mars in Gemini is creating an edge to your thinking when it comes to relationships, finances, and health. Well, that's everything, isn't it? Quick, impulsive decisions this month may cause you trouble. Don't do it. The Mercury retrograde is from September 10th to October 1st. Check, check, check your facts before you sign anything. Check it with Dana at astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency, DWA.org, has approved new water restrictions. No sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. Just Fabulous has that lovely website that's so easy. B, just the letter B. BeJustFabulous.com. Kids, pets, books, gifts, candles, birthdays, weddings, and new retro pool floats. I need to see one of those. Lalo Visions, LALOVisions.com. Lalo says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the world holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office, and I want a new word. I think it's a sanctuary, but that's not the word I want. Overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone him at 401-1810. It's a great gift idea. I'm hiccuping. You'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tram wants you to visit before they shut down Sunday, September 11th for their annual maintenance. The tentative reopening day is Monday, October 10th. PSTramway.com. Now, here's a laundry list of wonderful entertainment and wonderful things over at the P.S. Cultural Center. Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn, makes me hungry. Come on up for their live music in the VIP lounge. No cover, two drink minimum. Soulful Sundays, Mon Petit Salon, or maybe you want to go Wednesdays, Life is a Cabaret, or maybe you want to go to Jazz on the Second Floor, or maybe Cocktails and Classics. Take your pick from that, get it, menu, psculturalcenter.org. Thus endeth the reading of the Joey English Desert Date Book. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow our talk of stars, Joel Douglas. Until then, you be well and all the best.